Here we go. 45 minutes in. Here we go.
45. Let me holla at you.
Keep going. That's it. That's the start of the show. Welcome. But no musical intro this week. It's just Kaz. That's all you need. This is Podzilla After Dark, right here on the Podzilla 1985 web show. My name is Shannon Young. I'm gonna be your host tonight for reasons beyond my fucking knowledge. With me, of course, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, the host of Nerd Up, the king of hell, the number one Call of Duty player with the highest win-loss ratio, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
Is my win-loss ratio higher than Steven's?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Because Steven plays with us sometimes.
I exclusively play with you guys.
Also with us tonight,
Steven plays with us a lot.
Shelby Chan.
Hello.
Making an unscheduled appearance. Jesse said she wasn't going to be here, but there she is. Hey, Hunter, where is Shelby?
There she is.
Also with us tonight, the Queen of Darkness, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
Also, Stephen Bright confirming in the chat that yes, it is higher than his, Jesse. Double H with us tonight.
He didn't look, for the record. He just knew. He just knew that was the case.
He divined that answer. He felt it in the force.
If anyone wants a pizza roll, email the web zone.
The web zone.
I'll get you. You said this was the web show.
This is the web show. Also with us,
email the web zone.
The Kaz Man. Ryan Casper.
Huh?
Yep. All right.
Is that an eyeball?
There he is.
It is.
There is.
Okay.
Abstract.
All right. That was great.
My boy's a box. All right. So tonight on the show, it's an all new special show. It's another game show. And none of us know what Lindsay's got in store for us. So we're all very curious about it. It's going to be a night of fun, shenanigans, quirkiness. We're going to be very light tonight, very laid back. So fresh. With that said, starting off, let's talk about the shooting of the 13-year-old by the police. No, we'll save it. I don't want to talk about it. We'll talk about it a different show.
No, keep it happy.
Let's keep it happy this time.
Americanisms.
Let's keep it happy this time. The only thing that's
going to give you the perfect excuse to debut your new show on Sunday.
The new
What's
show.
What's happening Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday. I can never remember which one you wanted.
Someday.
It's
Someday. The only thing that's going to get shot tonight is we're going to shoot our mouths off playing this game.
No going back.
Now, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here. All right.
He'll never be the head of a major corporation.
All new on Someday.
I think that's enough examples.
All right, Lindsay.
April 33rd.
Everyone hates Shannon right now. What, Zach? What, Zach? What do you want, Burnout? What do you want?
Baby bird?
That's me.
That's just kidding.
That's me.
I'll feed you baby bird. All right. Lindsay, explain the rules for this.
Why was it so... Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to continue that.
Zach Kirkus comes into the show like this. He's like, you got any gum, baby bird?
You get a.
That sounds Zach. Like you're doing like.
What is it, Duke Nukem?
Conversation of me, but raspy.
Duke Nukem.
At night,
play Call of Duty and chew bubble gum.
Does every show come with a free Zach Kirkus?
I've got horses of steel.
Lindsay's done. She's already done.
Oh, Zach Kirkus got the Pro Controller. He got the Monster Hunter Pro Controller. Good on you. That's a hard find. I'm proud of you. I think it's pretty too. And Zach has been playing a lot of Monster Hunter. Zach actually bought the Monster Hunter Switch and the Monster Hunter Pro Controller. That boy went all in on Monster Hunter.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, boy, it's a shame we're still playing Call of Duty.
It could be
Is that why he was one. Like so adamant on getting everybody to move over to the monster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wants to hunt monsters. But the only monsters we hunt are people with names like Toast Malone and Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I just can't play that
Monster Hunter
game.
Oh,
is that code?
What was the one the other day, Hunter? What was the one from last night that Steven got? Wasn't it like I see buttholes or what was it?
That was
it. Oh, no. Beehole Patrol.
Beehole Patrol.
Beehole Patrol. had the pleasure of playing Beehole Patrol.
I maintain that Reese's feces was my favorite.
That was a good one.
Garth Brooks. So don't forget about Girthquake.
Girth Brooks is still one of my all-time favorite usernames. Right there with Toby Queef.
And sagging backwards.
No!
In fact, if you notice that when I write things on this pad, it's reversed. Let's write sagging down real quick.
No!
Shannon.
All right,
Jesse. I don't want to alarm you. I don't want to alarm you, but look over your shoulder.
There we go.
This is right there.
All right, let's. Kaz, you need to come back now. I'll stop being American. All right, thank God. All right, Lindsay.
Stop being American.
Hello, 12 people. Okay. Oh, well. All right, Lindsay. Tell us the rules of this game show. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to mute my mic so that way I can
somebody boot him.
You're going to interrupt me anyways. That's just how things work. So, fair enough. Tonight, we are going to test your movie knowledge based on the first and last lines of films. With the occasional just random quote thrown in as well. I have a spinner wheel, and each of them are color-coded, and depending on which one pops up, the quote I give you will either be the first line spoken in a film, the last line spoken in a film, or just a random quote from it.
All right, two things on this. One, Lindsay clearly worked very hard at this, so I'm not going to fuck her over. And two, we are going to suck at most of this. So,
I have a question. This multiple choice?
Hell no.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later.
That's my answer to everything.
For the record, my picture there is how I feel right now about finding out that this is not multiple choice.
I don't know if I can make that face again. Long enough to find the quotes. My goodness.
This is going to be hard as shit. And it's
just, points are simple. 1 point for correct answers. That's it.
All right, let's do this. Crazy. Let's do it.
Real quick, do you remember for the record where that picture came from?
Which picture is it? Is it the one of you going like...
Hang on. Yeah.
Wasn't that when me, you, and Cody went on that adventure with the carpet?
To return the rugs, yeah. We had to take them across town.
I still remember that.
It's one of my favorite pictures.
I remember that post you made. You explicitly pointed out that I didn't have sleeves, and I appreciated that.
It was a Blues Brothers thing.
All right, going with the Jeopardy. Spin the choice.
Yep. So the first one up is just a random quote from a film. It's not from the beginning or the end. It's just a quote.
All right.
So, starting off, 2.0, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You guys have a good night.
I think I know this one. Can I go first?
Once everybody's ready.
Write it down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot the rules.
I'm not gonna waste my paper because I have a limited supply. So okay. I'm out.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm out.
See, that's why you need one of these reusable future type machines.
Future type machines.
Hunter, he might have a box like structure at his house. I see some box like structures in the back.
Careful! I hear that trademark.
All right, go ahead, Kaz. Right. You go first. Yep,
Kaz wants to go first.
Hands of Manos.
What?
So, my favorite part is that's not even the name of the ring.
Somebody hang up on this turkey.
The movie he's talking about is Manos, Hands of Fate.
Yeah.
Close enough. You're frozen.
I guess this was the sequel?
The Hands of Manos, yeah. Well, Manos, yes, I think...
It's plural.
Is it Manos? That's Thanos' cousin. It's Thanos and Manos, yeah.
Yeah, all right. He was the one that only wanted to get rid of a third of the population.
Mr. Wilson.
I pass. I pass like Prince Philip.
In the ensuing insanity, I think I actually know this.
Okay, Hunter.
My handwriting's terrible, but is it Animal House?
We shall find out. Shelby, do you have a guess?
That means yes. That means yes.
I pass.
I pass.
Jesse?
I guess Billy Madison.
It's definitely not Billy Madison. I know Billy Madison, and you are no Billy Madison.
I also know Billy Madison. I don't think it's from there, but it's the only thing I could think of.
Hunter is correct. It is Animal House.
It was the Dean, right?
Yep.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm gonna let you guys in a little secret of mine. I have never seen Animal House.
I thought that was what was coming when you said that.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah,
never seen it. Never seen it.
Yeah, it was college for me, but I have not seen it in a long time.
Lindsay,
I don't know. Remember the Dean.
Are any of the quotes O'Doyle rules? Because I can give you the answer now.
They're
no, you could not. Because that is more than one movie.
Shit, he's right. All right. All right, let's go.
Your next one is from the beginning of a movie.
Is it easier?
Possibly. I'm not saying they're easy. The whole point is to challenge you guys.
But I want a challenge I can beat.
Lisa?
Ah, she's done. It's over.
All right. Mr. Dufresne, describe the confrontation you had with your wife the night that she was murdered.
Oh, I know that one.
I'm going to save my paper. And
that's fine. If you choose to pass, that's fine.
I got this one.
Sorry, there's answers being yelled from the peanut gallery back here.
Jane!
To be fair, I've already started writing. To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
I said it. Fair. All right. Everybody ready? It's going to be ready?
No. Yeah.
As since we started with you, we're just going to keep with that rotation.
No. Sorry.
Kaz, it's not sequels you want to see.
Shawshank Gallery.
I got distracted by the gallery.
Shannon already passed.
Is Hunter? I say it's Animal House.
I also said Shawshank Redemption.
It's Gallery.
Shelby, you pass again?
Yeah, I knew what it was after everyone had said it. And I was like, oh, that is where it's from, but I can't cheat.
Fair enough. Jesse?
Despite owning two copies of that film, I have never seen it.
I only got it on the name. Andy Dufresne is the only way that I got that.
Let me let you guys in on another little secret. I've never seen the Shawshank Gallery.
Oh, wow. Never? Oh, never mind.
That's a good one. Fair.
Or Redemption. I've never seen
that. That one's got different actors. Casper Van Dien stars in that one.
Oh, I love him.
We should have a movie night at some point and watch the movie. Again, I own two copies of the film.
Why?
We should watch all of the movies that we get wrong on this show in one big marathon. All right, Lindsay.
I have passed on everything so far. It's going to be a long marathon.
Right?
Lindsay always gets me with the late game questions, so I'm trying to get out early here, and that way later on I can be like, oh no, I can't help you.
I'm a late I'm a late bloomer, Alex, but in Double Jeopardy I'm gonna bloom.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
I don't.
Next, if you compose yourselves, this line is at the ending of a film. Do I still have to sleep in the cupboard?
I fucking hate this game. All right. I got two answers and they're both wrong. So I'm going to say them both.
All right, say both wrong answers?
I might have another sequel on my hands here. I don't know.
Oh, no.
All right.
I know mine's wrong, but I just think it's funny.
All right, I'm gonna go first this time with both my wrong answers. I'm gonna say it because my handwriting's gonna be backwards. I think it's either Indian in the Cupboard or Basketball.
Did you write the same thing?
Those are two very random voices.
Gaz also thought Indian in the Cupboard. Yeah.
I think we all thought Indian in the Cupboard from the sounds of it, but I didn't write that down
because it's not right.
I started to, and then marked it out.
Hunter.
Also Rhea. Starring Casper Van Dien.
Yep.
I look. Is it the first Harry Potter? There. Please help me.
Dot dot the dot boy, one.
The boy sleeps in like a small space. that could be described as a cupboard.
It was a closet.
I need to go next.
Shelby.
I too said Harry
Jesse,
Potter.
It's whatever you make it be.
Yes!
Vindication!
Sleeping Beauty.
You what? Are all incorrect. It is Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast!
No,
oh,
wait.
Shit.
No,
that's
no.
What it is. No! Yeah, because it's shit. Yeah. I knew it! No! I said wrote down the wrong goddamn movie!
Wrong Beauty.
I transposed Beauty!
As soon as he said...
I like that Jesse became the living embodiment of that Michael Scott meme from The Office. No!
As soon as he...
I knew it! God I damn think, it!
I think I all of us...
Fucking movie.
I think I all of us except for... all of us except for Jesse gets half a point because yes. He got validated by at least one other member.
Yes, I agree. When you said,
"Damn it, I'm so mad at myself."
When you said "Sleeping Beauty," I immediately got Beauty and the Beast because of that, and I thought, "Who the fuck sleeps in a cupboard in Sleeping Beauty?"
There's who the no fuck sleeping in the cupboard.
You know what's small enough. Like, I was like, he was a cup, and he's like, "Do I still have to sleep in the cupboard?" I was like, "Yeah, Sleeping Beauty."
On to the next one. Let's go.
All right. This one is also the last line from a film.
All right.
Boy, have we got a vacation for you. Vacation for you. For you. For you. 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 You.
I hate this game. And I know movies. Okay. I actually know this one. Can I go first?
Vacation.
Sure.
Hold on.
They're not ready yet.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Caleb. Again.
Nah, Harry Potter number two.
All right. So I happen to know this one. It is Indian in the Cupboard. Starring Casper Van Dien.
Co-starring Kevin Bacon.
And his cousin Casper Von Bacon. Next.
All right, Cass.
The thing. Oh, fuck yourself.
I got a vacation for you.
I figured it out. I got it.
Hunter.
It's Schindler's List.
Oh, no!
Right?
No!
Right?
Oh, no!
Right?
Oh, ouch.
Dear
ouch.
God. Dear God,
Shelby? Oh, Shelby left the screen.
Nope.
I said Home Alone?
Oh, man. I was kind of hoping that was Harry Potter again.
Yeah. And Jesse?
I was going to guess one of the National Lampoon movies, but I got nothing.
What are you looking at over there on the side?
Wrong. It is Westworld.
I have seen it.
That's a television show.
No, it was a movie starring John Brolin,
Yul
Brynner. Yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah.
I hate this game. Will you do a real one now?
A real, well, I don't know if you called this a real one or not.
I think the last line of Home Alone is, Kevin, what did you do to my room? Isn't it?
There's multiple Home Alones. I left the number off just to be...
Hey,
you're under arrest for child endangerment.
Hey, guys, really quick, let's give a quick shout-out to Macaulay Culkin and his girlfriend Brenda Song on their first baby.
They
all right.
Had a kid.
Congratulations.
I like the Culkins.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is dating Brenda Song?
I know, they're right? Better than most and they've got a kid together. That's the crazy part. Huh. Good for you, Macaulay. Cool. Good for you, Kevin Brewster, or whatever your name was.
That's good for him.
Kevin Brewster?
Whatever.
McAllister.
Oh, I want some McAllister's tea. All right.
Okay, next one is a random quote from the film. I'm going to kill him, I swear. I'm going to finish him like a cheesecake.
What the fuck?
I got it.
Pass.
Shoot, I can't remember what this movie is.
I know this cheesecake.
And probably not the right one, but I have something.
Well, I've never seen that movie.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
I shouldn't have marked out Schindler's List.
All right, I got it. I got it.
What you got, Shannon?
I already marked it
out. Are you taking over going first, Shannon?
Yeah, so I have the comedy answer, and then I have the real answer, except the real answer, I don't remember the name of the film, so I made up a name. The fake one is Fat Albert and the Cheesecake Boys. And the movie, I think...
Boy, it actually, Josh and the...
I'm pretty sure there was a movie about fat kids with Ben Stiller, and I called it Camp Fat Kids. I don't remember the name of it.
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights, there it is.
Yeah.
Camp Fat Kids, yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to hell, and I hope it's fast.
Kaz, you got an answer?
Ratatouille.
That'd kill people on that one, didn't it? Ratatouille. Right.
That's Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Lindsay, this is a legitimate guess. Is it Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
The Frame Roger Rapper.
And
I really think it might be.
Past your last.
Your handwriting is horrifying.
Oh, you do have a guess? Okay.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
No. Is that clown here?
I guess.
Where's that clown?
Mousetrap? Is that the name of the movie?
No.
That's the one with Lindsay Lohan's.
You know which one I'm talking about, though?
No.
Never mind.
It's from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, sure.
I love that movie.
I
saw that movie one time.
I blocked that movie. I blocked that movie from my subconscious because it has bad. It has bad memories for me. So, well, good memories that are now painful to the point of self destruction. Let's go on with the Jeopardy.
Self-destruction. Yes. Go on with the Jeopardy.
I didn't hit my wheel. Okay. So.
Fuck your wheel.
That's the one where she drummed with cups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the song was called The Girl That Couldn't Stop Drumming.
Girl That Couldn't Stop Drumming.
Starring Casper Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien and Dan Cortez.
This is quite the bit.
MTV's Dan Cortez.
Okay. All right, this one is from the beginning of a film. I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to, and first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir.
God, fuck, whore, bitch, son of a bitch.
You're going to figure it out.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
This is an easy one.
This is a good one.
Thank God, finally. I like Michaela's answer of Space Jam.
I know what it is. I can't remember fucking name.
There you go. There's the cursor. That's what I appreciate. Thank you. All right, everybody ready? Everybody ready? Because I want to get one right for once.
No.
Shelby's not ready.
Can I give her a hint? Can I give her a small hint?
That's up to you guys.
I'm going
to
give her a small hint. It's three letters. Three-letter abbreviation. And it's a military term.
I know.
That didn't help her.
Unless I'm wrong. All right, can we go?
If you're wrong, yes. So am I, because I know exactly where you're going with it.
This one I legitimately think is Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. Kaz, you got your answer?
Full Metal Jackrabbit.
Hunter.
I also said Full Metal Jacket.
Shelby.
Starring Casper Van Dien.
You pass.
It
is Full Metal Jacket.
FMJ is what he was getting you to think of.
Yeah, I...
Major Payne.
I was thinking Major Payne. That's what I was thinking.
I knew somebody out there was thinking that.
I almost wrote Sergeant Dead. I don't know, like...
Sergeant Dead! Sergeant Dead!
I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan was in that, wasn't he?
Mr. Nanny.
What you thought was Sergeant Dad was actually Venus.
All right. Our next one is the last lines of a film.
All right.
Among all the pallbearers at his funeral were early Western movie stars William S. Hart and Tom Mix. Tom Mix wept.
Oh, baby. Oh, sweet jambalaya. I got it. I'm circling it. I'm so confident. I would like to wager all of my money on this one.
Well, we're not using money, so.
I think Shannon gave this one away for me.
I think I was too excited. Sure. I was too excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't positive about it, and then you got real excited about it.
Hunter, I couldn't help myself. It just popped in there. All right. We ready?
Good.
All right. Yeah. It was Kevin Costner and Wyatt Earp. No, it was. Go ahead. At the same time, everybody. One, two, three, go. It was Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
What?
It is Tombstone.
Oh, gosh.
One of the best goddamn movies of all time. Jesse, oh, tell them about Tombstone.
I legitimately didn't even hear it.
A truly phenomenal film. A truly phenomenal film. The best Western movie ever.
I feel sorry.
I feel sorry. What was the line again? Because I didn't even hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be. It's all good. That's why. What?
Yeah, it was among all the pallbearers at his funeral were early Western movie stars William S. Hart and Tom Mix. Tom Mix wept.
Yep. Zach knows. He's your Huckleberry. I feel so sorry for Kevin Costner.
Kevin Conroy?
For putting out Wyatt Earp after Tombstone, because Wyatt Earp was so bad compared to Tombstone. Like, when you go from Val Kilmer to Dennis Quaid, and I love Dennis Quaid, but like, man, that's...
Val Kilmer killed that role.
He murdered
it. That's like doing Armageddon and then releasing Deep Impact.
Yeah. It really was.
Or putting out Ghostbusters and then putting out Ghostbusters 2016.
16 years? No, not 16 years later. How many years? Way many more years.
Way more years. Yeah,
it's like 20. I look.
All right, let's go. Let's
time
go.
Is a construct.
I'm winning right. Now.
We're shifting back to the first lines of a film. Poison's still fresh. 3 days. They're following us.
Where did you find these films?
Most of them are off of like best quotes and popular movies.
Not popular enough.
Or you just don't think about the first lines in a film.
What is it again? Poison's still fresh?
Poison's still fresh. 3 days. They're following us.
I am not sure about this one.
Sounds really familiar, but I got nothing.
Take
on
a stab at it.
I pass. Pass.
Wait, I hear you.
They often credit me as being the master of trivia for films, and now Lindsay has shown me that I am completely worthless, so I appreciate that.
I'm better at naming people who play in other films.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Okay, we ready?
Sure.
Excuse me.
Shannon passed, right?
Actually, I said Indian in the cupboard.
Is that your go-to answer now for everything?
Yes.
Okay. Kaz, what you got?
Batman. The one with the guy from Spotlight.
That classic old Batman tale. Why is it named like an episode of Friends, though? yeah. Is this Raiders? Is this Raiders of the Lost Ark?
It looks like Boulders.
I wrote Tremors. Because I didn't know.
Kevin Bacon.
That's Kevin Bacon.
I'm going to go with Lord of the Rings.
Oh. It is Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, Jesse, you better hope Maria's not in here. Here you quoting Lord of the Rings when it ain't Lord of the Rings. She going to come after you with a possum.
With a possum. With a possum.
At the end of a stick.
A possum?
I wash myself with a rag on a stick. I can tell you what that's from.
I can tell you where that's from too.
Just do meme quotes all night. That's
meme quotes. We'll make that another one later. All right, back to the end of a film.
Wrong answers only.
And crawling on the planet's face, sometimes called I can't read. Yes, and English number one.
Chicago.
And crawling on the planet's face, some insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space and meaning. Shannon looks so confused. Or disturbed. Maybe both.
I like when Shelby just directly looks at Jesse's answer. What do you got? What do you have?
I'm just like, how wrong am I?
No, this is a shot in the dark. A slightly educated guess.
All right,
Shannon, you're Indian in the cover.
Oh, I like your guess way better.
My guess is Durble McDillet.
That's a good one. That's better than mine.
No. Yes. Cass, tell them what it is.
Something originally written by Jules Verne, but stars Brandon Fraser or The Rock.
I like it.
I believe you need an and or there. No, see, this is clearly from, it's not fair. This is a trick question because it's from the unreleased Starship Troopers 4. And starring
also
Casper Van Dien.
Yes.
He's Shelby. Back. He came back.
And Jake produced Busey. The good Busey.
By Dan Quayle.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? I wasn't sure.
And Jesse?
I like her guess better than mine. War of the Worlds?
Did Cass say produced by Dan Quayle? Did I hear that right? Or
no. Yes, you okay. Did. No, okay. Yeah, we got to make sure the credits are right.
He keeps the budget from the movie in a lockbox-like structure.
No. That was the end of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, who knows?
He's a princess.
No one knows that movie. Yeah. That movie never made a dime.
Nope.
I've seen the movie exactly once.
Same. And he owns two of them.
No.
Okay, we'll go back to a random quote then.
Still only seen it once.
These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons.
I don't even have to think about this.
My favorite thing is that me, Jesse, and Hunter all go, ho-ho, at the same time.
Some of them I'm like, all right, give me a second. Hang on.
This was immediate.
So I think Maria got that last one from the excitement that's she's correct. Showing in the chat. Good for you, Maria. Next time, be on the show.
We all said it.
All right, you ready? The correct answer is that he rode a blazing saddle.
Yep.
Now I feel bad. Because I said Wagons West / Idiocracy.
I mean, technically, if you put those two together, then
that's legit. Yeah. Exactly.
You got it.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
Oh,
hold on. We can't.
They should remake that movie. Tim. I better go over Will.
We can't do the scene without the all-time famous line, Hunter. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to lean over towards your mic where you're out of view a little bit, and I'm gonna pull you to the side and say, "Hey boys, all right, ready? One, all two, right. three. Hey boys, look at what I found here.
Where are the white women at?
That was the first one on there, but I knew in an instant you would get that as soon as it said, "Hey boys."
Hey boys.
Hey boys.
You would have summoned. If we keep doing it, we're going to summon Tanner from his car. He's just going to appear out of nowhere.
All right, we got another random one. Now you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
All right.
Wait,
I know something about Trump.
I know this one.
Now listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now go away.
This one is easy.
Yep.
Sure.
I got it
as well. Michaela's answer is Shannon's documentary.
That's a good one.
All right. My answer is the right answer. It is Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I can.
I said Jesus Swamp. Christ Superstar.
You guys, that looks like it says sheist. You both went the wrong boulders. It is the Omen.
He is a very naughty boy.
Now go away.
Shelby, you got an answer? No.
No.
Jesse?
No, I got nothing on this one.
It's from The Life of Brian.
Maria got that one. Or she Googled it, one or the other.
Could be either.
Could be either.
I have never seen Life of Brian.
That's but now one. I want to see Jesus Cheesed Superstar.
I'm not a big Monty Python fan. I'm just not.
That's okay. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I've seen Holy Grail, and I think that's it, actually.
Same. That's, yeah. I saw Holy Grail one time.
I saw it once
in college, and basically the entire film had already been spoiled for me, which, I mean, it's fine. Just it's an old-ass movie. But, yeah, right. Every single scene had been quoted or, like, alluded to or something on, like, you know, some form of media. So, like, by the time the whole movie was over, like, I watched it with another person. It was a girl I was dating at the time. And we were both just like, when it finished, we're like, that's it? I mean, it was kind of funny.
I saw the parrot skit once.
Cease to be. All right. Next one is the ending of a film. We once laughed at the horseless carriage, the aeroplane, the telephone, the electric light, vitamins, radio, and even television. And now some of us laugh at outer space. God help us in the future.
Okay.
If it gives you a hint, it is a terrible film.
Then why are we quoting it?
Yeah.
It was on the list I was pulling from.
I got this one.
All right. My answer, I wrote half and I drew the other. It's...
Kaz's answer is a mirror.
Mine's Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. Mars Attacks.
Act. I'm going with Star Wars, The Search for Spocko.
I think that's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Now that's a Star Trek.
Now that's my answer.
Shelby, we got a guess? No. Nope. Jesse?
I don't even have a funny one.
Jesse, I'm a Vulcan, but I'm also very straightforward, and I would be honest with you. I want to take a big bite out of that big, beautiful butt of yours. Now that's awkward. All right. Let me...
That was from Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh, okay. No one's watched. I've never even heard of that one. No one's watched. Well, you've never heard of Plan 9 from Outer Space?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's historically the worst, quote-unquote, worst movie of all time, directed by Ed Wood.
Well, Ed Wood.
Or Manos.
Manos Hands of Fate.
Hands of Manos.
Manos is 9 hands and plans.
All 9 just of them.
So he can do the Jesus sea heist.
Chist. Yeah, it's probably still more accurate.
What? Lindsay, please, go on.
All right. Next
Don't ever
random
stop.
Random quote from a film. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Disturbing the peace. I got thrown out of a window. What's the fucking charge for getting pushed out of a moving car? Jaywalking?
I feel like I should know this.
Yes, you should.
But I don't.
Jesse knows it.
I do believe I do. Yeah.
I don't think this... That doesn't sound right, but it also sounds like it could be right.
Voice it. Kaz is still writing. We're contemplating writing.
Yeah, that's not what I put.
I'm worried about what Kaz is putting. All right,
don't be.
All right, so why he's doing that? I'm gonna say it. The problem was, Lindsay, you didn't say it right. You should have said. You should have said it more like.
Gotta get that impression.
Yeah, that.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, disturbing the peace. I got pushed out of a fucking window. What's the? Yeah, it's Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes, it is Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah,
You're not gonna fall for the bananas in the tailpipe.
It isn't.
Gotta have that inflection.
I heard it in Jay's voice from Clerks, and I was like, is that a Clerks quote? I was like, that could very well be something he would say.
What's the punishment for getting thrown out of a moving car? Jaywalking? I hate everyone, and everything seems stupid to me. I love that bit. I love that scene in the freaking prison with them. Or it's jail, I guess. God.
All right.
Next is the start of a film. 3 billion human lives ended on August 29th, 1997.
This one has me a little confused, but I think I got it right. Everybody?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm confused whether it's two or three, but I'm going to go with my gut. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Kaz, what you got?
Deep Impact.
Damn it, Kaz. I also wrote Deep Impact.
Shelby,
and then I remember Terminator is going to be right.
Jesse?
Terminator 2 is correct.
It is Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I couldn't remember if it was part two where it was her saying it, or if it was part three and it was John Connor, but I'm pretty sure it was Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor. Yeah, that's good. It's a good movie. It's a fantastic film.
I think it was Terminator 9.
Now, Jesse, out in 2033. did you know it was Terminator 2, or did you just, because I answered it, you were like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, as soon as you said it, I was like, yes, it is right. Terminator 2.
I was just curious.
Did you know before he answered
it? I didn't know before. Like,
yeah, you kind of knew. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those, as soon as he said it, I was like, yes, that is the correct answer. I have not written it down, which is why
I made the mistake of trying to think of what came out around that time, and Kaz said Deep Impact earlier, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. They win in Armageddon.
I planted that seed.
But probably not in Deep Impact.
That's how brainwashing works.
You gaslighted him. Congrats.
Success.
Gaslighting me.
This is a great show. Bye, y'all. I have success.
Kaz, I would like to speak my truth.
You will not take away my power.
I got some power aid for you.
You're probably not going to like the next one because it's kind of hard.
Deep Impact.
Oh, is this one difficult?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny?
Ends with goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Yes. Okay, so this is the last lines in a film this time. How do you want it, honey? Rare.
My phone's buzzing.
Why is your phone buzzing?
How do you want it, honey? Rare.
It's a conversation. Basically, one person's asking, how do you want it? And the other person says, rare.
Okay.
I don't know. I only have one movie in mind, and I'm sure it's wrong. So the only one that I could think of was
guesses are fine.
Pulp Fiction was the only thing I could think of, but I know it's wrong.
Anybody got a guess?
Is it?
Give me a second.
Fargo.
Forgo. Yeah.
we'll forego that answer and go to Kaz.
Kaz, what you got?
Honey, I shrunk some kids. The kid.
Now,
ours with somebody.
I have to add.
That's the one you find in the bargain bin at like Rhodes.
Starring
like
Casper Van Dien.
Casper Van Dien.
Kaz, I have to ask you. Both
the guy who did it and the kids.
What if the what if Honey I Shrunk Some Kids were starring Matt Gaetz? What would it be called?
No.
Mm-mm. I've got words, but it may get us kicked off Facebook.
We'll save it for later. Message me privately. All right. Shelby or Jesse, do you have a...
The K is in the right place.
I was going to make a joke and say it was Twilight.
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind, I know was absolutely wrong, and it was Mr. and Mrs. Smith for whatever reason.
What a strange movie. Yeah.
That ended well in real life.
Well, let's see how angry Shannon is. It's from The Howling.
And he's gone. That's it. There he goes. Yep. Yep.
You failure.
So, do me a favor. Right now in the group chat, you're still named as two here. You're still two in the Discord. Just rename yourself Boo Boo the Fool real quick for me.
All right. In my defense, I always think of the ending of Howling. Has anyone ever seen The Howling but me, just for the record? Well, the end of the movie is the girl, the anchor, shoots herself live on television because she is turning into a werewolf and no one believes her. And I always remember that as the ending, but I forget that I think they switch over to a diner who they're watching it live on the TV and they say change the channel and then they ask him, how do you want your food rare? So, fuck me is the answer.
That word could have been used in that movie that you were talking about.
The Howling. And then the second movie was The Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf.
Also produced by Dan Quayle.
And starring a young Casper Van Dien.
Oh, lockbox.
No.
Go, please.
Okay. Get that CVD, okay. Baby, right. Yes.
This one, I believe you guys should know. If I'm wrong, okay, but I think you guys should know this one. It's from the beginning of a film. I was 12 going on 13 the first time I saw a dead human being. Dead human body. I can't read.
I thought she said I saw a dead human butt, and I thought it was a lot funnier. I got it.
Yep. I also feel like I should know this, and I think I've guessed incorrectly, but I'm going with it.
I'll wait for Shelby.
I'm just doodling.
Oh, okay. The correct answer is Stand By Me.
Also what I guessed.
Yeah.
A young Will Wheaton.
All
Will
right. Wheaton. Didn't we just talk about this? The actual name of the short story is not Stand By Me.
Yep. What is it, Hunter? Tell him.
It is called The Body.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Steven, it's in his Different Seasons collection.
Both Steven and Zach Kurgis got that one. They both answered that. They both came from the dead and answered that one. So. Stand By Me. That's not how that song goes,
no.
Is it?
No, it's not. You're singing Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Stand By Me.
There it is.
Won't you stand?
I think
that's a whole different song.
I think right. Stand By Me is a better version.
Anyway.
Okay. We're going to retreat back to the end of a film.
Yes, retreat.
Why don't we just wait here for a little while, see what happens?
Oh.
Pee on me. Got this one.
Why?
All right, Dalton, calm down.
No! That's a throwback. Throw it back.
Lindsay, will you repeat that quote?
Why don't we just wait for a little while, see what happens?
Shut up, Steven. No one look at the chat, ever. Can't stop looking at the chat.
I've already got mine.
Steven poisoned everything.
How is he answering so fast? Isn't this like 3 minutes behind or something?
Seriously.
Yeah. I got it the first time I read it.
All right, here we go. Here we go. The answer is the one of the best final scenes in horror movie history. It is Kurt Russell talking to Keith David in The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it! Kaz,
there's no way yours could be correct because that's too coherent of a sentence.
And there's no dialogue in that book, and you know it.
Well, technically, I did look in the chat, and I stole my answer from Michaela.
I knew as soon as you said that, I thought, I hope Steven's not still in here. It's like the one movie Steven and I have in common. It's like our one bonding thing.
It's like Steven's favorite all-time film.
It's a good film, it's anyway. A good movie. It's a it's good really movie. It's a
good film.
I was really upset that it was the sequel that's streaming under the same name.
That's like trying to go and watch Evil Dead and realize it's the remake, and you're like, "Whoa, that's horrible."
The remake of Evil Dead wasn't bad.
I like the remake of Evil Dead,
but it's not the original.
Well, not the original. No, it had a budget. All right,
which made it bad.
Come on, Lindsay. Okay. I'm winning now. Let's go.
We're gonna go back to just a random quote from within the film. Pardon my French, but Cameron is so uptight, if you shoved a lump of coal up his ass in 2 weeks, you'd have a diamond.
Well, I speak French.
I know this. Yeah, well, who gives a damn? And in Double Jeopardy, I'm gonna blow.
And you
do the squinting. Sorry,
I'll let it out. You answered Threave. Combination of 3 and 5.
3 and 5. Yes, of course. It didn't get any help from anyone. The answers all came from right up here.
And you wagered Texas with a dollar sign.
With a dollar sign.
I have no idea on this one. I don't know.
Who, my life.
I don't know who Cameron is, but it sounds like he's got a tight ass. The movie with the Brat Pack kids skip right. School.
He just didn't put the name.
Oh, I almost said
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Shit.
When Egypt was in Cameron's land.
That's
led by Cameron.
Damn it. I was going to put that.
I'm going to give Paz the point because he does have it. He just doesn't have
it. But I feel like if you do that, you got to give Jesse Sleeping Beauty.
No.
If only for his reaction. I will never get the sound of Jesse going, no! Out of my head.
Oh, that's... I'm still salty about it. Why you gotta bring that up?
Why are you bringing that's still an open wound.
You're bringing up old shit.
That's gonna be what he dreams about tonight. I'm gonna be like, are you okay? What's going on?
You're having that nightmare again.
You're having the chip dream again.
Yes. All right. This is a final quote of a film. Hey, this might be a good book for me.
Sorry, I just saw somebody posted. Yeah, what is going on with my screen? Who posted that? Oh, it's Kaz.
Yeah, things went south earlier.
When was that? That was like half an hour ago.
That's what you looked like to me for like 20 minutes.
That's bizarre.
Oh, there's Tanner. There's Tanner. I guess we quoted that.
I'm sorry.
We quoted that movie too much.
Let me say it again.
Who's winning? Right. Not you, Tanner.
No, I think he is.
This might be a good look for me. Stop talking.
Is that
this might be a good look for me.
Is the stop talking part of the quote?
No.
I think so. Yeah, it is. Is it?
No, it's this might be a good look for me.
Lindsay, while we're doing this, who is winning right now? Tanner wants to know. What's the score?
Hunter is winning with 9. Followed by Shannon with 7. Jesse with 6, Kaz with 4, and Shelby doesn't have anything right now. I'm sorry.
I'm happy with 4.
I got this with that. I'm going up to double digits on this.
I'm making sure that our movie marathon is actually packed with things.
Wait, okay. What was this one again? This quote, like, stop talking? What was it?
Hey, this might be a good look for me.
And that means the correct answer is 2001, A Space Odyssey.
You got it.
That's...
Shannon.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
My answer, I bid $1.
You bid $1? Okay. Yeah.
Turn that 1 into a T and then just make it say Texas.
Kaz, you got an answer?
Infinity Ward. I almost accidentally wrote Infinity Ward, and then I was like, I play way too much Call of Duty.
That's what the last thing Spider-Man says before he like completely dusts out. This might be a good look for me.
Oh no, I thought that was just him screaming, "Stop talking!"
No, it's Tony going, "Stop talking!" As he crumbles to dust in his hand.
Jesse, you got anything?
Men in Black.
This show is giving me bone-chilling erections.
Shelby, I'm sorry. That was the ending of Beetlejuice.
Shit, yeah, Shrunken Head.
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling it was.
I forget that. Like,
I don't want to, like...
What's going on?
I didn't want to say the wrong movie, so I was like, I'm just not going to say anything, as I have to.
That's the last thing he says.
Can't go wrong with
that. Yeah, I forget. Yeah.
That's decidedly not a memorable last line of that film.
No, it's not.
Yeah, there were so many other lines they could have gone with. There were so many they could have gone with that would have been
really good. That movie ends for me with the dance sequence. Like,
right?
She levitates up, smash cut to the credits. And that scene afterward is great, but I forget that
instant
happens.
First crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Michael, Michael Thompson Keaton, thank you.
That was the Batman that played in Spotlight.
He wore the striped suit. I remember.
That's true. Yeah.
He was. He was the sidekick, Casper Van Dien. It's the craziest thing.
It's the one they based all those Batman toys on, where Batman was a fisherman or a glacial warrior. You know.
Don't forget a paratrooper.
The paratrooper Batman.
Paratrooper with a parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Liz, we got time for probably like two or three more.
I'm getting there. My stuff's tangled up. I'm trying to.
I'm expecting her to be like, "That's it. That's all I got."
Yeah, no.
You're lucky I got that one.
Kind of made a mess of stuff. So.
No, we got to end it because he's got to go pick up Lindsay.
I'm right here.
Someone mute him.
You see him. Someone you see him leave, and then a minute later walk in the background. All right, let's go.
Like me yesterday.
Like she did last night.
That was the scariest.
Oh my god, scared the shit out of me. Because all of a
sudden, I just look on the screen. And I was like, wait, what?
Inception.
We're doing the wrong show.
Okay, this is another random quote from a film. I award you no points, and no, may stop. God have mercy on your soul.
Just stop there. That's fine.
Well, I'm going to write this down, and if it's not wrong, a simple no would suffice, but okay.
I believe this particular film is called So Hot, Want to Touch the Hiney.
I don't know why I can't remember the title, but I know. Oh,
I see what's going on. I see what's going on here.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, Shelby knows it. She just doesn't know the title.
I can't remember. Oh no! The title.
Nobody tell her.
Nobody tell her. Nobody tell her.
This is the office. Nobody tell her.
Shelby, tell her.
Chrysler car.
Shelby,
football Shelby, cream. Football cream. Really?
Tell us something from the movie so we know you know it. We'll give you the points.
Oh, she's got it written down. She knows what movie it is.
Well, let's give her the point, and now let's break her heart. It's Billy Madison.
It's Billy Madison.
Okay, yeah. It's vicarious embarrassment.
He goes back to school.
See, that's how you answer a question.
He goes back to school.
What I need to know, what was your answer again? Show that again.
Vicarious embarrassment.
How did you know the name of my 8th grade death metal band?
Son of a bitch.
We didn't know each other then.
No. Shelby, I'm giving you the point.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Billy Madison, but I don't exactly remember, so I'm just gonna write. He goes back to school.
I'm upset.
I respect that. I respect that.
You see, the thing about ethics is, if Madison was watching right now, he is shitting himself. That is his favorite scene in anything. We would be in GameStop, and he would just look at me and go, "Ethics." Okay, and he would do the whole thing from memory. It was the best.
Also, Michaela has a lot of bad opinions on films, pop culture, and snacks.
That's what happens when you're born in the 2000s. Anyway,
he's right. You know,
well, we're gonna do two more. And I shouldn't say just do one, but the one that I pulled, you guys have already mentioned tonight. So if you get it wrong, there's a problem.
Deep impact.
Hey.
Idiot in the cupboard.
So the next the last one.
Starship Troopers.
The next to the last one is from Harry Potter end 1 of the movie. Kevin, what did you do to my room?
Now I am the psychic one.
Look at me. I'm the psychic now.
I'm not even going to write the answer down.
I know.
I think everybody's got this one.
It's
just I'll show it at once.
It's Home Alone. Yeah.
It's Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
Child endangerment, but they rich and got away with it lots of times.
Only twice?
Oh, you didn't see the ones that went straight to DVD then? Oh,
they didn't star Macaulay Culkin. It was a different set of pants.
It's not really endangerment though, man.
But it was
an accident. They did everything they could to get home. Also, the cops in that movie suck.
Yeah,
but they're so bad at their job.
Did any of you see the sequel commercial thing that they did of years later with Macaulay Culkin as an adult as like an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
That is fucked up. It is fucked up. Good. He ends up tying a guy up in his basement and torturing him. You got Jesse, show it to her after this. She has to watch it. It's insane.
Macaulay Culkin is a legend. Period.
Yes, he is. If you want to see a good Macaulay Culkin film that you've probably never watched, Party Monster. About the club kids scene. Good movie.
Or not seen this.
Good movie.
A better one, Page Master.
I love Page Master.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, but it ain't better because it ain't got Seth Green or gay sex.
No, but it's animated.
Does it?
Like peanut butter and jelly, the two go. You said it like those two things just come hand in hand.
But there's a lot of talent in that Culkin family. You also got the Succession with Rory. Is it Rory?
Kieran and Rory. Yeah.
Yep. He was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He's one of the best parts of that movie.
Yep. The Culkins are like what the Baldwins wish they were.
God, Succession is such a good show.
Alec Baldwin is a trick.
Jane just yelled Kieran. I think that's her favorite one.
I'm an OG. I like Macaulay. It's always Macaulay. He's a big wrestling fan too. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. What was his band? Pizza something?
That I don't know.
Vicarious Embarrassment.
Vicarious Embarrassment. Yeah.
He had a band and it was called Pizza. And it was like they did a lot of like pizza themed parody songs. It was very weird.
Pizza Enema. Cool.
Kids got too much time on their hands. Lindsay, last one. Please don't hate us.
All right. Last one is a random quote.
She hates us.
Also from something that you have spoken about numerous times. So I hope several of you get this correct.
Ending in the cupboard?
No. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, crap. I actually, this is bad. I actually am not positive about this one.
I'm 98% positive about this one.
Maury, I'm 1,000% positive. He the dead.
I know mine's right.
People today are going to be exposed.
What it is, little mama? She speaks jive to him at one point because that's the only words he understands.
Oh, okay, I got it right then. Good.
It's airplane.
It is airplane.
Yeah.
There it is. Airplane.
Pulp Fiction 2.
Starring Dean Cain.
Ma'am, I speak jive.
I speak jive.
For a hot second, I was like, crap, is that Naked Gun? Because it's definitely,
Nielsen. It's Nielsen.
Yeah, it's Nielsen. It is Airplane. Okay.
All right, Lindsay, do one more.
So that's not the one where they got cannibal.
Okay. That's what? What'd you say, Cass? What?
Oh, that wasn't the Airplane movie where they like ate people then.
No, it is.
All right. Rather than using the spinner wheel, you guys pick this time. Do you want a beginning quote, an ending quote, or random?
Deep Impact.
Random.
Random.
Yeah.
Oh, a quote from Deep Impact.
Okay.
Well, wait. Didn't Deep Impact, is that the one that had Morgan Freeman?
No. Maybe. It might have. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it did. I'm pretty sure it had Morgan Freeman and was it Taya Leone? I'm almost positive. Know.
Isn't that kind of like Volcano and Dante's Peak?
That Eddie Izzard.
I'm going to look it up. Lindsay, go ahead.
Lindsay wants to kill us. I know she does.
She does.
I don't.
Yes,
I'm entertained.
No, she doesn't.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Wait. Oh, that's the quote.
That's the quote. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, wait longer.
I feel like I know this one.
I also, like, this sounds super familiar.
Maybe if I change the inflection. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
It did not help.
No.
Oh, it helped a little bit.
I see Shanna's lips moving, but words ain't happening.
All right, it's not this. No, I'm wrong because there's a quote in between it. I said Hot Shots, but it's Hot Shots Part 2 specifically, but it's not correct because there's a scene in between it. It's something similar. I'm wrong.
Hunter, you look like you're ready.
As they're going into the chamber.
It's
going
to be right. Okay.
I like it progressively, the handwriting deteriorates as we go.
I got a secret for you, Cap. That's my power. It was always that way. It was always that bad.
I would
Shelby,
like to...
you got a guess?
Nope.
Since Kaz is searching around. Jesse?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nope. The correct answer is Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Oh, that's
fuck
why
that movie. Also,
Shannon hates it, and I haven't seen that movie in legitimately 20 plus years.
I would like to point you all to a little film in 1998 called Deep Impact, starring Taya Leone and Morgan Freeman. Thank you very much.
So the inflection there was supposed to be, if I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Yeah. I'm not a good actress.
Lindsay, I don't know. You faked happy for 10 years. Let's do one more.
Okay. We'll do one more.
I already gave my pen away.
It's okay. I'm picking this one just because I'm sad I didn't pick it randomly, because I know it would make a good chunk of you happy. So, again, a random quote from a film. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Show's over. No, that's the end of the show. We're not doing this. I'm not going to be patronized by you. No.
You want your final scores?
Yeah.
I am going to get you, Shannon, a nice fruit basket. I'm going to miss him.
All right.
You know, I never noticed at the end when he gets the marshmallow dumped on him that he actually yells out, Venkman! I always thought he just screamed, but he actually says Venkman.
Because he knew he was right.
Oh, by the way, Michaela, it was Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't have to write that one down. Oh, it's on my notebook.
I was ready to go.
All right. This get round, game-wise, Shelby, you had 2 points altogether.
Yes.
Kaz, you got 5.
How?
Champagne bottle.
Jesse, you had 9. Shannon 10, and Hunter is our winner tonight with 12 points.
Yeah, I won.
I'm calling 10.
I'm just kidding.
Because I fucking knew Beauty and the Beast, god damn it.
I think that was 10 with Beauty and the Beast.
No, she never gave me that point.
Well then
I found it too funny.
Well, I believe I'll vote for a third party.
You go ahead. Throw your vote away.
All right, Lindsay, despite the fact that we did terrible at it, it was a lot of fun, so thank you.
That's okay. I enjoy your bad answers just as much as the correct ones. So.
Well, that's mostly Kaz, and I'm shocked he got 5 points.
I do think that we did pretty well.
I mean, how many questions were there total?
Well, I kind of stopped taking track of the ones you missed. Hold on, I just threw them in the trash.
She had like 20 something.
I think I averaged 5 every game, so I'm happy with that.
Here we have.
I think between the group of us, we averaged like half of them.
Yeah.
There weren't very many that like none of us had any idea on.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely happened.
No, it didn't. It did.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
22. That's about what we've been averaging when I do these, is a little over 20.
We're close to half.
Next,
I didn't pull any of like the old films, because there's some in there from like the 30s through the 60s that.
Next week, I'll be the host, and it'll be my game show, and it's going to be anime quotes, okay. But it's all Japanese.
I'm still going to get 5 right.
So get used to
I'm
hearing.
I'm just going
to
say Akira the whole time.
Get used to hearing things like Shine and Yuta Sanai.
I'll be great at this. As you know, I am the
anime expert
of Podzilla 1985.
Double H Hunter Hendrix. In fact, the double H stands for anime expert. All right. That's going to do it for us tonight, guys. Thank you, Lindsay, for the fun. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to us to be terrible, terrible at the things we say we love.
Good. Shut up.
You did great. You did great.
Almost finished.
We're going to be back tomorrow with an all-new cast time. Here on Godzilla.
I'd like to thank Casper Van Dien and Dan Quayle.
I actually will be around tomorrow night. I didn't think I would be, and I will. So
I have to say,
run this show.
I have to say it. I have to say it. Hunter, you drove me crazy tonight. You kept getting it wrong, but I didn't want to say anything. Dan Quayle did not say lockbox. It was Al Gore.
I know. I figured it out about halfway through, and I was like, I'm just going to keep this going.
That's why I respect you.
Yep, I prefer the lean in, the commitment.
Right. All right, that's going to be it, guys. Tomorrow.
Lockbox.
Tomorrow it's an all-new Lockbox here on the Podzilla 1985 network. Until then, for myself, for Lindsay, for Jesse, for Shelby, for Hunter, for Kaz, for Casper Van Dien, Dean Kane, George Lopez, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Stay tuned for Conan. He's coming up next. Later.